Thank you. I'm Vernon Joins. Let's take a look at Jesus, the man of vision. The incredible Jesus could look at a person and see an unimaginable potential the person himself never saw, never even felt. He looked at an outspoken, impetuous Peter and saw a rock capable of opening the doors of God's eternal kingdom. He looked at the demon-possessed Mary Magdalene and saw a woman capable of incredible love and commitment. He looked at the murderous Saul of Tarsus and saw a Christian spokesman whose message could redirect religious history. He looked at the adulterous Samaritan woman and saw a person who would drink the living water and bring others to the fountain. Jesus saw the most unlikely things in the most unlikely people. In 11 men, he saw the means of informing the world about the crucified, resurrected Son of God, and was unlikely men at that. They were fishermen, a despised tax collector, a political religious fanatic, and other equally undistinguished men from a rural area. Jesus' vision for people did not arise from their exceptional abilities, their unique talents, or their insightful wisdom. Rarely were they people of exceptional education, experience, nor were they well-traveled. In one case, the potential Jesus saw in the vision he had arose from a single factor, their ability to trust God. None of these people had become what Jesus saw. They were quite capable of continuing lives of fishing, demon possession, and adultery, tax collecting, persecution, and fanaticism. Yet, they were equally capable of being powerful tools in the hand of God, because they would respond to love and grace, and because they would accept forgiveness, because they would live for eternal purposes. They became all that Jesus envisioned them to bring, to be them being, and that would bring into the kingdom. It is unlikely any of them realized just how powerfully and extensively God was using them. When the leadership of the Jerusalem church turned on Peter for preaching to the Gentiles, when Paul sat in prison urging Timothy to continue Paul's ministry, when the apostles watched severe persecution slow their work and thin their ranks, they could not have realized that God would be using their example and message 2,000 years later, that is today. And Jesus sees your potential just as clearly as he saw theirs. That potential does not rest on your incredible talents, your ability, your wisdom. It rests on your willingness to trust God and to live for something beyond the here and now. If you can believe in Jesus' vision, if you can trust his power to bring your life to its full potential, Jesus will use your life in ways which exceed imagination. But that power rests in Jesus and not in you. Thank you for listening today.